Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Thursday, November 9th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home office here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. It's another beautiful day, an Indian summertime day outside. I've already been out running around with the dog a bit, as Brooksine did her part on today's message. And now it's time to prepare the actual podcast. Today's message is titled, Waiting. And the scripture text is from Isaiah 64, verse 4.
Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him.
In one way or another, it seems we are all waiting for something in life. In fact, yesterday I wrote about how the wait can be so hard. So much of what frustrates us in waiting is trivial, such as waiting for the traffic light to change or standing in a long line at the store. But for others, it's waiting for a medical test result or news from a loved one we are anxious to hear from. For some of us, it's waiting for a specific change of direction in our life, perhaps in our work or ministry.
Obedient waiting is one of the most important tests we have in life. Prior to going up to Mount Sinai, Moses gave a very specific command to the children of Israel. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you."
But the wait was long, and the people grew impatient and took matters into their own hands. It goes on to state, and that is a passage from Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Well, many of you know the story. Soon they're worshiping and carousing around a golden calf with Aaron as their leader. They failed. They failed miserably the wait test.
The Bible has many examples of waiting tests, such as Abraham for the promised son, Jacob for Rachel, Saul for Samuel, and many others. While many of them failed the waiting test, which resulted in some long-term consequences.
Well, we also have many waiting tests in our lives. Even as you read this, you're likely considering the situation you're praying about and waiting to see how God brings about His will in the matter. Just yesterday in our personal ministry, we dealt with and prayed for a family who has major decisions regarding medical treatment for a loved one and are prayerfully waiting on God for His guidance. I also talked with a friend who's at a crossroads in regard to a career choice and is waiting for God's direction. He earnestly said to me, "Please pray that my wife and I will know the right thing to do."
Trusting during the wait can be very challenging, particularly if there's something we can physically do about it, since we're tempted to take it into our own hands. But here's a great truth to hide deep in your heart today. God acts on behalf of those who wait for Him.
Our daily verse is a real treasure buried in a portion of the Bible not as familiar to many. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. Today, allow this truth to fill your life with peace as you trust in God, who always acts on behalf of those who wait for Him.
Let's pray together. Father, many times in Scripture we read about waiting on you, which is often coupled with the directive of being courageous. Indeed, it does take courage for me to trust you and not take matters into my own hands, since that comes so naturally to my way of thinking and doing things. But as a loving, protective, and all-powerful, omnipotent Father, you tenderly care for me as I commit my needs to you. My unbelief and impatience leads to fearsome worry and unwise behavior. Getting ahead of your divine plan and perfect timing only leads to more frustration and difficulty. Help me to remember that waiting, coupled with prayer, brings about growing courage and dependence on you rather than myself. Amen.
Amen. So we indeed pray. We have prayed today already, and we're going to say a prayer right now as I conclude the podcast together after I shut it off. For those of you that are waiting in life for different issues, that not the trivial type. Let God give us peace on that matter, but on the significant tests of obedience you have. You have a couple of additional resources on the site today. If you go to www.dailyencouragement.net on Thursday, the 9th of November, there is a photo we just took last week, in fact, last Thursday in Eastern Lancaster County, of a produce stand along the road, along with a scripture that really relates to today's message overlaid. In fact, we make it in such a way, not only can you look at the photo, but if you choose to, you can click on it. It becomes much larger on your screen and will serve as a computer background or desktop, if you would like to use it that way. Also have today an audio file up. Many of us have sung a song for many years called They That Wait on the Lord, based upon Isaiah 40:31. Well, I didn't find that one, but it was a song that's got a good message by that same title. And the lyrics are up as well if you'd like to look at it, or at least there's a link to the lyrics. Well, we hope you have a wonderful day today and indeed experience God's peace in your life as you wait. Thank you.